Parents don't always agree on how to explain the news to their children. Sometimes the news is very difficult to hear. We often try to shield our kids from complex storylines, or we assume they are uninterested in all that adult stuff. It would appear that neither approach is satisfactory. A project called Teaching Kids News is doing things a little bit differently. Joyce Grant, freelance journalist and editor, one of the people behind this really interesting site, and she is with me in studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where did this project come from?
It came out of an initiative when my son was in grade three. He had this amazing teacher named Jonathan Tilley. And because I'm a freelance journalist, I wanted to come into John's class and explain what was going on in the world. And John let me come in every week, and I would bring this pile of newspaper clippings, and I would tell them about the stories that were happening. And you know, it was really funny, because you mentioned about kids not wanting to... We think that kids don't want to follow complicated stories. Yeah. So the first thing John did, which was really smart, was he said, we want to take a vote. What stories do you want to follow? And out of all the newspaper clippings I had brought in, including Justin Bieber and pop stuff, they wanted to follow the G20 summit that was coming to Toronto, the oil spill off the coast of Mexico, and the new species of animals that were being discovered. I mean, really complex, interesting stuff. And that's what we followed all year. And then at the end of that year, John said, why don't we create a website? That would be fabulous. And then include teaching curriculum questions with every daily news article. So that's what we did.
Why is it that we assume that kids aren't interested in the news?
We sometimes inadvertently block the news from kids by making it inaccessible. When an adult reads a news story, they have all this experience that they can draw on. They have all this information that kids don't have. So when we give a news story on teaching kids news to kids, we explain all the background. We go into the information in the, you know, if I brought you a news story and you didn't know the background of the history, it wouldn't be that interesting for you. But if I told you the backstory, all of a sudden, you're interested because you know what's going on. And that's what we do.
And kids hear things. I mean, boring story about politics this weekend. My daughter says yesterday, did you hear that the new leader of Ontario is a woman? And she was excited by that as a young girl because it's a point of inspiration for her. But it also proves that she was picking up on what the old man was watching and listening to over the course of the weekend. How do we then better shape the news, or at least shape how we can approach our kids with the news so that they aren't left out and they're actually engaged in it?
Well, I think the first thing is to explain the terms. When you have a big word in a news story, what we do is we explain what that means. So we'll very often give a couple definitions of a big word, referendum or whatever it is, a leadership convention. So we make sure that we explain the terms. Bring the kids in. I get really excited because what I want kids to know is, hey, here's something that doesn't happen every day. You know, astronauts don't normally tweet from space. Parents, we know this because we've been around and we've seen astronauts and we've never had one tweeting from space. I get excited and I want to tell the kids, this is really new. This is really exciting. You know, the U.S. doesn't typically elect black presidents. You know, we haven't had a female premier before. So let them get excited along with you.
One of the reasons why we shield kids from the news often is because the news is really difficult. It's difficult for us as adults. It can be unimaginable for kids. You have a school shooting in which 20 children die in Newtown. How do you try and handle that story?
Yeah. One of the things we do is we provide an absolute kid-appropriate, kid-friendly space for news. We want to tell kids what's going on in the real world, but we don't cover violent crime. That's so that kids can go to our site and know that they're not going to get that horrible surprise. When you're dealing with something that terrible, you need to be there face-to-face to answer the questions, to talk to them about it. But what we do is we cover things like earthquakes and tsunamis and oil spills. So mm-hmm. we do bring difficult news. And what we do is we come at it from a hopeful angle. So we try to find an angle where we talk about the helpers. In the Japanese tsunami story, we talked about the helpers and why you're safe. Here in Canada, here's why you're safe. How the government has made some changes so that this won't happen again, or just how it's rare. you know, how this is a rare event and it doesn't happen every day.
Is it dangerous to shield kids from a story like that?
I think it depends on the child. It depends on their surroundings. If they're, what I try to think of is my child walking to school, how many newspaper boxes did he pass and see that headline? Mm-hmm. So then maybe that's a story that I want to put on Teaching Kids News and explain it and open it up.
Or they start talking about it in a playground.
Absolutely.
A teacher mentions it, et cetera. And suddenly your shielding is broken open.
That's right. And my advice is to take your cue from the child. If the child comes to you with questions, then answer up until they stop asking the questions, you know, because...
it's a really interesting approach because it teaches kids with respect.
Absolutely. And I learned so much from them, too. I go into the classrooms, and it's amazing. We did a story on Kane's Arcade. Do you remember that story? And the class afterwards all built cardboard arcade games. And then one girl said, why don't we hold a fundraiser using these arcade games? And they held a fundraiser in the cafeteria and raised $300 for charity. I mean, the kids have amazing ideas. And when you give them the news, they run with it.
Joyce, thank you.
Thank you.
Joyce Grant is freelance journalist and editor, one of the people behind this project, Teaching Kids News. We've put up a link to that site through our Twitter feed, at Metro Morning. If you're not on Twitter, you can get that off our website, cbc.ca/Metro Morning.